The Gemara at the end of Perek HaZayrik on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis discusses the question of our Mishnah saying that if a food landed in the mouth of a dog or in the mouth of a person, the halach is that it's chayif. And indeed, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Zorak, if somebody threw something, v'nach v'piyah kelav v'piyah kifshon, it lands in the mouth of a dog or in the mouth of the furnace, chayif. Ask the Gemara, v'anan t'nan, have we not learned in Amish, nekol ta'acha, kol ta'akelev, ashenisra fa'pater? Answers the Gemara, Hasam, our Mishnah, which says that if it landed in the mouth of a dog, or in the mouth of, or in the furnace, the loy mechavin, where you didn't have intention that it should land there, and therefore, since you didn't have intention it should land there, and those are areas that are less than dalad al dalad, you're potter. Hacha, Rava is referring to a situation to come mechavin, where he intends that it should land in the mouth of the dog or in the furnace, and that makes that, and by you thinking, by you wanting it to land in such an area, it's considered as if it landed in a place which is dalet al dalet. And says the Gemara, Amra Bibi Barabaya Afanan Tanena. We've learned actually in Masech Decreases very similar to this, because the Gemara says in Masech Decreases, Yesh Oich L'Achila Achas, it's possible to eat only one kezayis, v'chayev alar arba chatus v'ashem echad. And for that achila, you'll be chayev four carbon chatus and one carbon ashem. And the Mishnah explains, in Masech Decreases, ha-tomei sh'oichel chaylev, if somebody was tomei and he ate chaylev, v'u noiser, which also happens to be noiser, min ha-mugdashim, from Hegdish on Yom Kippur. So it's chayev for eating kachim betoma, for eating chaylev, for eating noiser, for eating on Yom Kippur. Those are four reasons that he's chayev a carbon chatas, and he's chayev a carbon asham for being moil behegdish. Ramei Oimer continues Ramei and says, Im hoisu Shabbos v'hoitzioi, if it was Shabbos and he carried it out, chayev, he's also chayev another carbon chatas. And we'll come back to this in a moment, what the Chachamim mean when they say Einam in Hashem. But ask the Gemara of Amai, but why is he Chayiv? Why is he Chayiv if he took the Chaylev out in the mouth? That's not the way carrying is normally done. Isn't carrying only normally done by holding something? Ella, how do we explain? Kivint kamachavin, since he has kavona, machshavte mashvile mokim. His machshava to carry this way makes it an act of carrying. Hochanami, kivint kamachavin, since he has kavona, machshavte mashvile mokim. His kavana makes it into a mokum dalet al dalet. So our Gemara is teaching us that the dalet al dalet is chayiv even when it's not dalet al dalet, if that's where you wanted it to be. So before we get into the subject of our shir, which is how and when can you walk out with food in your mouth, we need to understand this Gemara. Rameyah says that Einam in Hashem, that somebody who can't, Rameyah says that we can have one more situation that you would be chayav karban chatas. And that would be if you're doing this on Shabbos and you're carrying the food out on Shabbos this way. The Rabbanan respond, Einam min Hashem. And there's a very big machloikus rishonim, which has very much repercussions lahalocha, how to understand what the Gemara means here when it says Einam min Hashem. Most Rishonim, the Ritva, and most Rishonim understand what the Gemara means here to say is Einam and Hashem, that Rabbanan agree with what Rav Meir is saying. They just say, we're not talking about Hilchus Haitzah. We're talking about Hilchus Achila. So, in other words, halachically, says the Ritva, the Ran, and other Rishonim, there is no machloikis between the Rabbanon and Rav Meir. They're just saying that here we wanted to give a list of how many Karbonos you could be chayiv. So says the Gemara, that doesn't make sense here. It doesn't belong here because we're not talking about Hilchus Haitzah. However, there are other Mefarshim, Rishonim and Achronim, who have a very different way of understanding this Gemara and has relevance to Hilchus Haitzah. Because the question, of course, is when we speak about somebody doing one act and being chayiv numerous carbon chatos and numerous carbon and a carbon asham, it's all if it happens at the exact same moment. And in fact, if we look at Tosfos, Tosfos says that all of the Isurim come at the exact same moment. When do all of the Isurim come? When they come into the person's stomach. That's when he's chayif eating on Yom Kippur. That's when he's chayif for eating kachim that he wasn't allowed to eat. And that's when he's chayif for the malachas, it seems from Tosfos, for the malachas haitzah that's being discussed in our Gemara. There are Rishonim, however, and that's why Rav Meir and Rabbanan are all conceptually able to agree that the chiyuv comes at the exact same moment. However, there are Rishonim that say that when the Rabbanan disagree with Rav Meir, the reason they disagree with Rav Meir is not just because it's a technical, it's just because they hold that Avadi Yechayiv, just we can't compare, we can't put into one group the Isser Haitzah together with Issa Achila. They're very different types of Isurim. Einam and Hashem. This is Haitzah, this is Achila. Rather, the Rabbanan hold that you're not Chayiv for Haitzah at the same time that you're Chayiv for Achila. Why? Because there's a very interesting Magen Avraham. There's a Magen Avraham in Simen Shin, in Arichayim, Hilchus Shabbos, Simen Shin Yud Beis, Sifches. He discusses a situation where what happens if somebody swallowed a diamond or swallowed a piece of gold and he walks out on Shabbos with that diamond or gold in his stomach. Is he chayiv or not? Says the Magen Avraham, they wouldn't be chayiv. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that Magen Avraham. Aval dover habalua beguf muta lotzespay. Something that is in your body, you could go out. Kigoin livla magolis ozov or lotzespay l'shusarabim. To swallow a jewel or a piece of gold and walk out with that in l'shusarabim. If that's the case, then there's a very very significant machloikis between the Rabbanon and Rav Meir. Because Rabbanon are saying to Rav Meir, no, you can't put Haitzah into this category, into this story. You know why? Because the Chiyuv Haitzah comes while it's in the mouth. Because once it'll be in the person's stomach, like the Magen Avraham just taught us, when something is in one's stomach, there is no Chiyuv Haitzah. The Chiyuv Haitzah is strictly in the mouth. But the Chiyuv for eating on Yom Kippur or Kachim or all the other, or Tameh, come when the food is in one's stomach. So we're learning here a Gevaldige Chiddush. The Magen Avraham is teaching us that only when something is in the mouth can it be considered carried, but when something is in the stomach, it's not considered carried. And we're learning that the Mishnah Berurah agrees with that psak of the Magen Avraham. And actually, if one really pays attention to the wording of the Gemara, we'll see that it really depends on the Girsa in our Gemara. Because if you look in our Gemara, you'll see the Gemara says, Rameya Omer, Af im Hoysa Shabbos, for Hoytzia Befiv. What's Rameya saying by Hoytzia Befiv? Rameya is saying that Yechayiv for carrying only when it's Befiv, only when it's in your mouth. Because were the food to be already in your stomach, anything that's once in your stomach, you're not chayiv. And Rabbanim therefore say to Rameyer, Einim in Hashem. You're right, Rameyer. You're chayiv only for the food when it's in the mouth. But for all the other Yisurim that are listed in this Gemara, you're chayiv only when they're in the stomach. And therefore, we can't agree with you, Rameyer. You can't. What you're saying is incorrect. And Rabbanim are saying to Rameyer, even you will have to agree with us. But if you look at the very same Gemara, which appears in Masechta Yevamos on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph and Masechta Krisis Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, there the word Befiv is omitted. What's the Machlokes? There's a Machlokes Hagrusos that is very relevant to Lahalacha. Is our Gemara is saying that you could only be chayiv for carrying while it's in the mouth, and therefore you're not chayiv for the carrying at the same time as Yechai for all the other Averis. The Gemara Masechta Yevamos, the Gemara Masechta Krisis, concerned with this issue, takes out the word Befiv. Those Gemaras seem to disagree with Magen Avraham, and they hold that Yechayiv even when it's in the stomach. Why Yechayiv even when it's the stomach? Because it's ultimately going to be expelled from the stomach. And therefore, even though something in the stomach, anything that's in the stomach and not going to be digested by the stomach, doesn't belong in the stomach. We're talking here about food. As long as the food is not digested, they hold that would be the same time the Aveira, which is a very bechiddush. The food in the stomach that's undigested is not chayiv. But that's the machloikis in the girsa, if the chayiv befiv, or you only chayiv or not. The Machlokes, again, to review. According to Pashtu Pshat in the Gemara, is that Yechayiv for carrying as soon as it's Befiv, as soon as it's in... The Pashtu Pshat in the Gemara, that the Chama Saint Rameyer, we agree with you that Yechayiv, but Yechayiv for Hoytzah, and we're not speaking here about Hoytzah, we're speaking here about Achila. But the other Pshat, according to Magen Avraham, is much more fundamental. The Rabbanan are saying to Rameyer, you're chayiv for carrying Befiv while it's in the mouth. But for the Achila Averis, you're only chayiv once it comes into the stomach. So the chayiv, these different chayuvim don't come at the same time. And because these different chayuvim don't come at the same time, this cannot be considered an example of this cannot be included in the group of Averis that all come simultaneously. It's not simultaneously. The Hoytzah is first, and the Achila comes later. It's interesting to note that the Aruch Laner has just the opposite approach. He says that the Achila for Achilas Aveira is as soon as it comes into the Beis Abliya, as soon as it comes into the throat. The Chiyuv Achila for Shabbos wouldn't be until there's a Hanocha, and the Anocha is only once it lands in the stomach. So he's conceptually agreeing with the second pshat that we're learning. The Rabbanan can't agree with Rameya because the Averis don't come at the same time. But whereas according to the Magen Avraham, we understood that the Averis don't come at the same time means that the Aveira of carrying precedes the Aveira of Achila, he learns that the Averis of Achila precede the Aveira of Haitzah. So the Gemara continued, and the Gemara said that just like we see that normally carrying in one's mouth is not considered carrying, but if I want to eat, then that is considered carrying. Similarly, will be the halacha if I want something to land in the mouth of a dog, even though the mouth of a dog is not dalad al dalad, it will be considered chayiv. So Rekiv Eger asks a question. The pshat that we just said is Rashi's pshat. And Rukivega asks a question. Rukivega asks, Yes, we've learned that even though we've been learning in our time of Sechta, you're only chayif when it's a deruch. Hoitzah teaches us our Gemara that it doesn't have to be. That if you decide to carry that way, that will make it be chayif. But as Rabbi Kivega, what does that have to do with the din that you have to have a dalet al dalet? In other words, Rabbi Kivega is asking there are two separate dinim in Hilchos Hoitzah. There's one din in Hilchos Hoitzah that you have to carry in the normal fashion. And therefore, our Gemara teaches us, if this is the way you want to carry, that makes it into a Derech Hatzal. But what does it have to do that there's a din that you have to have a Dalet al Dalet, and the mouth of a dog doesn't have a Dalet al Dalet? But Kivega doesn't answer the question. And in fact, Rabbeinu Chananel has a different shot in the Gemara, and many Mepharshim suggest that the reason he has this different shot in the Gemara is because of Kivega's question. He explains like this. He's saying that what the Gemara is saying, why when you walk out with food in your mouth, are you chayiv? Your mouth doesn't have a dalet al dalet. What the Gemara is teaching us, that it since you want the food in your mouth, that makes it considered like a dalet al dalet. Similarly, says Rabbeinu Chananel, so just like your mouth, when you have food in it, is considered a dalet al dalet, so too the mouth of a dog, when you want the food in it, is considered a dalet al dalet. So according to Rabbeinu Chananel, the Gemara is a perfect match by comparing the mouth of a person to the mouth of a dog. But that's not Pashup Shad in the Gemara. That's not the way Rashi learns. So I think that the Ramban and other Rishonim try to explain what Rabbi Kivega is saying. What's the Gemara teaching us? The Gemara is teaching us that why when I walk out with food in my mouth, chewing food in my mouth, am I chayif? The answer is because I was machshiv. I that activity, that premeditated activity, gives that activity a chshivas. And therefore, we have here a new concept. We have a concept of achshvei. Achshvei means that I could take something which normally would not be considered significant, but my decision to make it significant is enough. Similarly, is the halacha that why is there a din, says the Ramban, that we need to have a dalet al dalet? The reason why we have to have a hanocha, a dalet al dalet, is because a dalet al dalet is considered a significant place. Teaches us our Gemara. You could have a dalet al dalet. You could have a place which is not dalet al dalet, and it should be significant. You know how it becomes significant? By achshavei, by you being machshav that place. And actually, there's a very interesting tosfos. There's a tosfos in Masechet Erevin, in Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph. And Tosfos over there says a very big chiddush. Tosfos says that even though it's achshvei, says Tosfos, it has to be a situation where there's a purpose in it being specifically in that place versus any other place. What Tosfos is saying is that if I want the food in the dog's mouth, I want the dog to eat, so I dafka want the food to be by the dog. It doesn't serve the purpose if it'll be anywhere else. So since I want it there versus anywhere else, because I want the dog to eat it, or if I'm throwing it into a furnace, I want the furnace to burn it, that makes that place dalet al dalet. What is Tosfos in Masechet Erevin teaching us? Tosfos is bothered with the same concept that we're working with. Tosfos says the whole basis of this Gemara is achshavei, that I'm making it chashiv. But to make it chashiv, why don't we say but l'data it's a kolodom? And if a place is not dalet al dalet, I, good my machshava, cannot make that place dalet al dalet. So Tosfos says you're absolutely right. You can't just with your machshava make a place to be considered a dalet al dalet. Therefore, Tosfos tells us He was speaking about a situation where you needed to be in this place because this is the place where it belongs. When you need food for your dog to eat, it belongs in the dog's mouth, nowhere else. When you need something to be burnt and you're throwing it into the furnace, that's the place that it belongs. So the achshave, combined with the fact that that's where you want it, make that place into a dalet al dalet. And therefore, have the significance of a dalet al dalet. Similar to what we're learning in Al Gemara when you eat. So when you eat, you have to eat with your mouth. And therefore, if you walk out by eating it with your mouth, which is the way you eat, even though normally that's not what carrying is, but that's the only way to eat, that makes it into a malachas of that makes it into the malach of Aitzah. So I saw that there's a tshuva in the Meches Yitzchak, Chelek Hey, Simen Lamed Ches, and Ramosha Sternberg, and the Shalos Tshuvas, Tshuvas and the Chagas, Chelek Aleph, Simen Reish Menvov, that ask a very interesting question. Many times people eat food on Shabbos, wherever they may eat, and there are little pieces of food left in their mouth. And Al Gemara is saying the food in one's mouth is considered a derech haitzah. So why would be the halacha in such a situation? Can one walk out on Shabbos with those leftover remnants of food in his mouth? It's a question that the Sklener Rebbe Zichrono Livracha asks. So if we reanalyze what we just discussed about walking out on Shabbos with food in your mouth, and we said two pshatim in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat was that the food is considered in your mouth, it's considered like it's in a place of dalet al dalet. And it's considered that you're carrying in a place with the proper dimensions. So according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's certainly a very difficult question. According to the other pshat, the pshat that we said from Rashi and the Ramban, that it's achshave, because by me eating, I'm machshiv the food. So certainly we can't consider walking out with food where I have no intention of eating. It was just food, leftover food particles in my mouth. There we can't say achshave. There we can't say that my act of eating, and that's the only way, as we just explained, you can eat, is by having the food in your mouth, make it into melachas haitzah. Because that's only when I'm actually eating, not when I have just some food particles left in my mouth. And that's why all the Paiskim, as we're going to learn, take a very lenient view towards this question. One reason that they're lenient is based on a halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Chavav. The halacha in Simen Shin Chavav, Siv Zayin, is Haroichitz Benar. If somebody goes to the river, Tzarech Shinagav Gufa Yofak Sh'oilim and Anor, Neshlo Yishara Maim Olav Yitapim Dal Am Bekarmelis. You have to be careful to wash the water off. If you Sh'oilim and Architza, Yesh Ribu Maim Al Gufay. When you come out of a river, when you come out of a mikveh, there's a lot of water, there's an abundance of water on your body. But says the Shulchan Aruch, what happens if you're walking in the street on Shabbos and Shus Rabbim? And rain is on your head, valavusha on your body, like Pidabai. Chazal weren't makbid. And the Mishnah Berurah explains immediately, Ratzalayma, Lefishem Utim, Vein Motzabem Shirat Soas Mayim Shizchaiba. Certainly from the rain that's hitting you as you're walking in the street, you're certainly not carrying out the amount of water for which you normally chayim in Shabbos. L'gaz b'zeh shloik derech etzah. It's not considered a derech etzah. And continues the Mishnah Berurah, v'ayim b'biagro, del piris ataisus mashma, del filu ribu hamayim nivel b'vushoy. Let's say it's raining so hard and rainwater got absorbed into your clothing, mutter leilch behem. You'll have to walk out wearing those clothing. And it's all based on the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Taz, that the Taz says that one is allowed to walk out on Shabbos. Chazal weren't makbid on such a situation when you're walking out with rainwater. Chazal said that that's not a reason, that's not a situation for what to make a gzeira. So again, certainly according to the opinion of Achshavei, there is no Achshavei on leftover particles in your mouth. But furthermore, even if we say that any food in the mouth is considered in a place of Dalet al Dalet, so the Menachas Yitzchak has many reasons to be lenient. Number one, as we just said, you don't have a shear. Number two, it's a dover shein a miskavin. Number three, it's a malacha shein a tzricha legufa. So certainly, given all of these reasons, Chazal said that there's no reason to be makbid, coupled with the fact that we just quoted the Taz, that the Taz says that since it's impossible to be careful, how could one walk out on Shabbos otherwise? Certainly, says the Mechas Yitzchak, one could walk out on Shabbos with leftover food. And he brings a nice raya. It's a Gemara that we learned earlier. The Gemara speaks about somebody who doesn't have a toothpick on Shabbos. You're not allowed to prepare a toothpick on Shabbos. So says the Mechas Yitzchak, nowhere does it say that if you don't have a toothpick, you're not allowed to walk out on Shabbos because you can't make a toothpick and you may have leftover food in your mouth. So we see from here, Chazal were not concerned about leftover food in the mouth. The Mechas Shabbos similarly discusses this issue. And he says that lechatchila, one should try to clean out his mouth, but if one can't, he could walk out without any problem. And this Mechas Shabbos is actually quoted in the Shmiras Shabbos Kol Chasoy in Perek Yud Ches Ha'orah Ches. He says the heiched the nochen leitzor heiched the efsher. If at all possible one should clean out from his mouth the leftover food, and he quotes the Mechas Shabbos, if you could clean out your mouth before you walk out to Rosh Hashanah, but then he could quote it. Then he continues, says the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasoy, "Umagoyin Shlem Zam Obach Shlita Shemati." The field of Shus Rabbim Ein LaHachmer. He says one need not be machmer only in a situation El B'Shor Shemargishpa. Only when the food in your mouth is bothering you, then Yichel Lizboil, and it bothers you that the food particles are there, or it's a situation where the food particles are noticeable, Shneir Lepamim Bechutz. And it's obviously not the way you want to walk out. Then it's considered like saliva that's detached. And he brings a very nice raya, Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says, he says, the halacha is that between eating dairy and meat, the halacha is gepaskin shulchan aruch yerideya simen pei tes sif aleph, you have to wash your mouth out. Nowhere, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, is it stated that before you walk out on Shabbos after you ate a meal that you have to wash your mouth. But on Shabbos we're constantly eating, and isn't there leftover particles in our mouth? Clearly, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's not considered, there's nothing to be concerned because they're not choshev. And similarly, says Rav Moshe Sternbuch in that shuva that I mentioned earlier, he says, as we've been learning many times, the foundation of all malach on Shabbos is that it should be a malachas machsheves. It should have some significance. Certainly someone walking out on Shabbos with particles of food in his mouth, he has no intention to, they don't bother him. He doesn't pay attention to them. That cannot be considered a melacha cheshuva that should be in the category of a melachas machshavas. But it's interesting to point out that even though, as I said, the paiskim are very lenient, certainly with little particles of food that don't bother you, that are left in your mouth, Rav Shlomo Zalman, however, was saying, says that if there are larger particles that bother you or are noticeable, you should be more machmer. Later, in that very same perek, he discusses a situation, what would be the halacha if somebody has pebble or a stone in his shoe? He says that the halacha is that since they bother you, and what's the right that they bother you? Because as soon as you have an opportunity, you shake that stone, that pebble out of your shoe. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, following his line of reasoning, that anything that bothers you becomes choshev. So just like the piece of food that's left in your mouth, if it bothers you, it's choshev. You have to be careful to remove it before you walk out on Shabbos. So too, if there's a pebble in your shoe that it's there and it bothers you, you have to be careful not to walk out with it on Shabbos, because otherwise that would be considered at least carrying midrabanan. It's the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosa in Ha'orah Kuf Pei in Perek Yud Ches.